Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. This is the 2012 Passover Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, April the 7th, 2012. Carla Batard is the speaker of this service teaching on The Far-Reaching Effects of Pornography, Part 2. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Here is the deal. We think that when we get saved, we do. We become a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But the biggest lie the devil ever told the church was, you don't have to worry about that. It's all under the blood. That is the biggest lie the devil ever told the church, that the church swallowed hook, line, and sinker. I am now just getting this lesson together, looked back on things that, you know, when Mike and I met and you get to know one another and then you become a husband and a wife and you talk about things that you, the stupid things you did when you were a kid, stupid stuff. Then you get saved and you forget about the stupid stuff. But the seeds are there. And then the seed goes with your seed. And then you see the stupid stuff taking root, growing to maturity, and producing its own fruit. The same fruit that we forgot about. That's what hit me so strongly when I was doing this message. Because it is the sins of the forefathers. I'm just going to flip back. You don't have to. But in the Ten Commandments, it tells us about idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And I always have to say, because I looked up the word hate, doesn't mean what we think. That is one of the, hate is one of, the way we think of hate is one of the definitions of hate, but the one that applies here has to do with loyalty to those who are not loyal to me. And we've all been disloyal to God. Before we knew him, we were our own God. There's idolatry right there. Busted. Okay? So, he visits the iniquities of the fathers unto the third and the fourth generation. Now, where is my little deal about how many? I did the math on that for a teaching I did in California. Okay. Some of these generational curses are 10 generation curses. Do you know how many people that affects? Well, if just one person, it affects 1,022 people. And that's not even counting the offspring. That's just the basics. The third and the fourth generation affects 30. So when a husband and wife come together, the gene pool for your children comes from 60 different people. Grandparents, great-grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, 60. So I tell young people, listen, look at the one that you like. Look at their families. They used to say, you know, you're marrying the family. It's true. You are. You're marrying the family. I told my son, who is a perfectionist, I feel sorry for you. Because, you know, whoever you meet, you're going to have to tell them about the things in our family. I said, but hey, take a look at theirs too. I said, because your children are going to come from that gene pool. You think you're, you know, he's as naive as I was. I say that he is exactly how I was before God changed me. So I have a real sad place in my heart for him because the fall is going to be deep and hard. That's how mine was. But I made it, you know. God kept me, brought me through it, and he will him too. We all have the same opportunity. God is an equal opportunity person. We all have the same opportunity. Okay, now that I have totally destroyed the order of my notes. Okay, so we were talking about incurable diseases. Henry Wright wrote a book. I went to one of his seminars one time. There were about this many people there, and he did teaching, and he said, now I want to pray for people. If there's anybody who wants prayer, I'll be happy to pray for you. Just raise your hand, stand where you are. And he says, but I warn you, when you tell me what your struggle is, I'm going to know your heart. And I thought, fair warning. You know, when you tell me your struggle, I'm going to know your heart. Well, one man came up who had liver cancer, and he whispered in the man's ear, and the man shook his head yes, and then he said, do you mind if I share that information with the rest of the people? And he said, no, I don't mind at all. Well, he had liver cancer. Have you ever committed adultery? No, but my dad was an adulterer. Okay, so now I want to talk to you about another thing that is involved with spirits that are involved with pornography, and that is familiar spirits. We've had some interesting conversations about familiar spirits. Really interesting. My experience with familiar spirits, I knew a family in a church, very godly family, very righteous family as far as I could tell. And they loved the Lord, and they had two children. And then the daddy, the husband, had an accident on his job, and he was blinded in his right eye. He worked for the electric company. And then he recovered from that, still was able to work for the electric company. And then she got pregnant and had another son who was born blind in the right eye. Is that not interesting? Was the child injured in the right eye? No. But there was a familiar spirit of blindness. Now, I didn't know all this when I knew them. He's probably graduated from college by now. But in the meetings that I used to go to at their church, they would have people come in like this, you know, people that you were interested in listening to. And I would go to these meetings, and every person that came that, you know, wanted to pray for people to be healed or whatever, that precious little boy who wanted to see out of his eye would go, and nothing ever happened. And he got discouraged. And so when he got a little older, 13, 14, he quit going. He lost hope. There's no hope for my eye. But see, a lot of times you can pray for healing for a person. And in this, I have a group of ladies that I'm in a Bible study with. And I have one group who is mature in the Lord. They're all spirit-filled, and they're learning about deliverance and loving it and getting delivered. But there's another group who wanted me to come, and they wanted to learn about healing. So I looked up every account in the Bible that involved healing that Jesus had to deal with the spirit first. The spirit of infirmity, you foul, deaf, and dumb spirit, you spirit, you know, all these spirits. And there were more than I realized. And every one of them that we looked at, like there's Methodist in there, there's Catholics, there's full gospel, Baptist, and, you know, here we are talking about this stuff, and of course, we'll talk about it at church, but, you know, they were like, I never saw that. How could I not have seen that? A spirit, a demon. Wow. So it was really getting into the, you know, getting deliverance in there, because that's where my heart is. You know, I want people to be set free. I want people healed. I want people delivered. That's when the church is going to become powerful. It's when we're not a church full of sick, defeated, dying, mentally ill, doped up on every prescription drug you can imagine, having babies out of wedlock, you know, dressing like the harlot. And it's got to come. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, so another man that I went to pray for. His mother died in a mental institution. His mother was in a mental institution. His grandmother died in a mental institution. Now, that demon waited for an opportune time. This man was, you know, in his early 60s, and he had a very high, prominent job. But, you know, the world wants young people. So he began to have a fear that they were going to get rid of him. And so he started having anxiety attacks. And they were so bad that, you know, you never hear, sadly, I always tell people that, well, I'm having surgery. Oh, what's the matter? well this. Well, have you been to ask your pastor to anoint you and pray for you? You know, that's what the church, that's one of the operations of the church. And it doesn't matter, you know, I encourage them. I don't care what church they're going to. This is the Word of God. And when we obey it, it opens doors for miracles. So I always encourage them. You know, I used to say, let me pray for you. No, it's now, well, what church do you go to? Well, God, have you gone to your pastor? I mean, the Word says to call on the elders of the church. Ask him to anoint you with oil and pray for you that you might be healed. Okay, so I never hear about it, though, usually until it's like they've done everything. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. These people have gone to the doctor. They've taken all the medicine, and they're growing only worse. And now they come to the conclusion, well, this doesn't seem to be like physical. This seems to be like, this is demonic. This can't be of God. That's right. So I went to pray for the man, broke the generational inherited curse of insanity that was on the bloodline. And I told him, and this man, when he came out of the bed, he didn't even want to come out of the bedroom. He came out and he was shaking like this. He sat down in the chair, and the chair started shaking, and the fabric started shaking. And, you know, and you can't look at all that. If I had looked at that, I would have been like the disciples with the little boy who fell down and started having a seizure. Ooh, it's too big for me. Can't look at that stuff. And I told him, I said, I'm going to pray for you, reading some scripture first. Do you believe this? He said, I do. I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you. And I don't want you to listen to what I say. Don't listen to me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the spirit. I'm talking to the evil spirit that has come in and taken you captive. Broke it all off of him. I didn't see anything immediately. But I don't have to see it. When I do it, it's a done deal. Because the Word says in Mark 16 that when we go and do what He tells us to do, He's right there with us, working with the Word and confirming it with signs and wonders.
Amen.
So it doesn't have anything to do with us. But I have faith in the Word. And so I prayed for him, and I gave him homework, like I'm going to give y'all homework tonight. God gave me a page of scriptures, like, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. For ye have the mind of Christ. You know, be anxious for nothing, but with everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Those kind of things. See, because you've got to check. We are a culmination of bad habits. We have learned a lot of bad habits. So, and so, you know, oh, I'm so scared, or I just can't do that. I will never be able to do that. You know, we have spoken a lot of words, spoken curses against ourselves. So he took the homework, and I said, I want you to take these scriptures. I want you to stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to read these scriptures out loud to yourself every single day. And because of the prominence of his job, he had to go before the Congress once a year. And that was coming up in 3 weeks. And his wife said, he's wanting me to call and cancel. When she called me to come, he's wanting me to cancel. I said, no, you tell him not to cancel that. He will stand before the Congress, and he will do fine. I'll look back on that and go, wow, who was that? It was the Lord. But he did. He did. He stood before the Congress, and he did fine. And he went on and finished his job, retired from his job. They've moved to West Texas in the Hill Country and built a house, and they're living happily ever after. And he's not taking the psych drugs anymore and all of that other stuff. And he's not going to die in a mental institution. That's what I love about deliverance. I love deliverance, too, because you can separate the demon from the person the demon is in. You can love the person and hate the demon. If you were molested, you can know that there was a demon inside the person who molested you, and you can forgive the person but hate the demon, and then have the demons dealt with that were transferred to you through molestation or rape or whatever happened to you, that you're having a hard time forgiving the person. Forgiveness is not saying that what they did is okay. Forgiveness is for you. You have to forgive in order to be forgiven. That's conditional. God loves you unconditionally, but he has conditions. So these familiar spirits, Proverbs 22:24 and 5 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Because of familiar spirits. They attach themselves to you. You hang around. That's why when you hang around somebody a whole lot, you start talking like them, walking like them, thinking like them. All those things. Familiar spirits. Webster defines familiar, an intimate associate, companion. And this is Webster's dictionary. Dr. Null used to say people would argue with him about the concordance, the Bible concordance, but nobody would ever argue with him about Webster dictionary. So listen to this from Webster about familiar. A spirit held to attend, serve, or guard a person. Attend means to look after, take charge of, and to be present with. To guard means like a troop attached to a person for protection, such as being a ward or having custody of. And custody means immediate charge and control exercised by a person or an authority. Now, there are other familiar spirits that work in the kingdom of darkness. They're all from the kingdom of darkness. Cause to know, let know, make known, come to give knowledge, have knowledge, privy to private info, secret info, prognosticator, someone who knows things beforehand that they otherwise couldn't know, foretelling by signs or symptoms. Those are the ones that work with psychics and fortune tellers, magicians, people, mind readers, all of these things. When I could say, sir, you know, I haven't met any of you, please take out your driver's license. 074. And he's going, and everybody's like, oh! You know, they're just wowed by his gift that they will tell you is from God, but it is not. What really is that spirit that is present with him, and the man with the driver's license also has a spirit present with him that's been with his family for generations, and the spirit's saying, 04. And this one's going, 04, to the guy. And he's just repeating it. That's how it works. I'll tell you my own experience that just, I mean, this stuff is so real. I had gone to California and had packed all my reading material. And so didn't have anything to read on the plane. And that was a long, 3.5 hours of just sitting is a long time. When everybody else has their books and their ear things, you know, you just rarely talk on the plane. But anyway, so on the way back, I had meant to bring my book with me, but forgot. I'm better now. I'm getting used to it. But anyway, picked up a book in the bookstore. I read the back synopsis. Well, it sounds like a good book, good mystery. Although, when you get a certain, but you know, they get you hooked in the plot, then they start bringing out all the junk. So the main character of the book turns out to be bisexual. And I'm, you know, I'm reading, I'm thinking, something's not sounding right here. I don't like this. I don't like where this is going. Dadgummit, they're going to ruin the book. Okay, so then later, she's bisexual. She's, you know, with men. She's with women. They're very descriptive. So I just kind of, okay. You know, I'm not interested in all that. But I did want to see how the story ended. When I get to the end of the book, there's another book. And then another book. So I read them. I didn't read all those parts. I didn't want those words in my mind, the images that they bring. I didn't want all that, so I just skipped over all of that. But guess what? There were familiar spirits attached to that book. I didn't know that. You know, what's it going to hurt to read a good mystery? Okay, I'm not going to read this stuff, but hey, no. So I'm in Bible study, and we're talking about sexual torment. And one of the women had told me before we had already dealt with these things that at one time her husband was into pornography. And so she had, you know, when she didn't look at any of the pornography, but her husband brought all those spirits in bed to her. And you get melted together. And there's spiritual transfer, which is why whenever you have sex outside of marriage, you think it's love. It's not. It's a soul tie.
And you've made yourself one with that person. That's why you think it's...
It's true. Just telling you the truth. So, she is... Now I'm going to deal with the sexual torments that these women are having from childhood and stuff. And when I start doing the deliverance, one of them leaves the room. And I thought, well, you know, sometimes people do have to go to the bathroom. They get deliverance, and it's not a call for a sneeze. It's something else. So they go to the bathroom. Well, so she didn't come back, and she didn't come back, and she didn't come back, and I'm sitting there. Now, I did a teaching on the spirit man here not long ago, and God's made me very aware that I am a flesh woman, but I also have a spirit woman, okay? So sometimes when I'm, like, in ministry, I submit my flesh to my spirit woman. Keep the flesh out of it. You know, I just submit my flesh to my spirit woman. Lord, I want to do this in the spirit. I want to walk here in the spirit. All that. Okay? So I'm sitting there, and she comes back, and she's upset. And she's really struggling. And this, I see this a lot, and I tell people, listen, I know what Satan is saying to you right now. Don't tell. Don't tell. Don't say it. They're going to think differently about you. All of this stuff. So just bust his power over that thing and say it, and then the power's gone. His power over you is gone. So she said, I'm sexually attracted to you. I mean, my woman inside, I mean, in my subconscious mind, I'm going, what? What did you say? I mean, there is like no lesbian bone in my body at all. I've never been attracted to women, and I'm not out to attract women, or men, for that matter. I have one, and I'm happy with him. But that was a shock. But it was so amazing, and I'm thanking God for my spirit woman. Because it was like she said, I don't like milk. I mean, it just didn't it had no effect on me at all. I just put my Bible out of my lap over onto the table and got up and went over, and I started binding that spirit of perversion and the lying spirit and all of that. But when I and then she was fine. You know, she got rid of the guilt, the struggle, the all that. She didn't even know where it was come from. She'd never ever had that before, and so when I left there, I was thinking, Lord, where did that come from? What a shock. And then I remembered that book. And I thought, oh my goodness. Familiar spirits of lesbianism and bisexual from reading the book. Even though I didn't read the perverted stuff, that didn't matter. It was still there. Compromise. See? So these familiar spirits are real. So when you've looked at porn, if you've gotten into the homosexual aspect of pornography, because it's there. They've got women on women. They've got men on men. You may have a familiar spirit of a pedophile because you've looked at kiddie porn, pornographic with children. Sex trafficking is all up in that. Children are abducted and sold into sex slavery. So you have these familiar spirits of homosexuality, pedophilia, all that stuff is around you. And it will attract like people, like-minded people. It's the same way if you smoke dope. My mother wanted us to move to another city and get a fresh start so he won't have these bad influence friends. I said, you don't understand. I mean, they're everywhere. And what you don't know is he's got these spirits up here now of alcohol and drugs and pornography and theft and lying and all these things. And there could be 1,000 kids and only one more doing that stuff. And it's so full of people they can't even see each other. Hey, but the spirits up here is one. And before the evening is over, they have that spirit that attends. That's how it happens. That's why at these Christmas parties, you know, at work, and there's a disgruntled husband and a disgruntled wife over here, and before you know it, they leave the party. They don't even know each other, and they end up in bed together. How did that happen? That's how it happens. Familiar spirits. So what would some of the familiar spirits be working with pornography? You have perversion, unclean spirits, lust, fornication, masturbation, oral sex, sodomy, sadism, bestiality, pedophilia, eroticism, fantasy, rape, homosexuality, incest, sex trafficking, prostitution, whoredom, adultery, violence, immorality, witchcraft, deception, bondage, secrecy, addiction, molestation, the list goes on and on and on and on. Flee. Turn your eyes away from evil. Keep your eyes single. It matters. So when a person gets involved with pornography, the spirits come through the screen, the book, the movie, whatever, they attach themselves to the watcher or the reader or the listener. They are loosed into your home and can attach to your children. This is also true of movies, you know. Put the kids to bed, think it doesn't hurt anything. Those spirits are coming right into your house, right off the computer. Okay. So having this understanding explains the explosion of immorality, perversion, homosexuality, sexual crimes, violence that we see in our society today. And remember, it said in Romans 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly. See, you have the truth. And your spirit is talking to you, even when you are having the thought about whatever it is your problem, and your spirit is saying, don't do it. You're having that little devil and angel thing that's in the cartoons going on. You have one that's saying, do it, and your conscience, where God has given us all a conscience, is trying to talk you out of it. And you don't want to retain the knowledge of God in your decision, and then you do the thing. And then Satan's got a hook in you. I want to compare that scripture right there with Hosea 4:6, because I saw something else in this scripture that I hadn't seen before. Hosea 4:6. My people, his people, remember those were people who knew God, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, listen to what it says. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, didn't want to retain the knowledge of God, you rejected it and you forgot it. I will also forget thy children. See, that's where we bring those iniquities to the third and the fourth generation. So now it's time to repent. I'm going to read, you don't have to turn here, but I'm going to read Leviticus 26:40, because remember, it's theoretically under the blood. It's theoretically under the blood. But it's like a story Diane told today about a man who was homeless, lived in a box. One day somebody delivered a letter to him, and he put it on the side of his box and pinned it, didn't open it, didn't read it. What it was a letter explaining that he had been the recipient of an inheritance of a very, very large sum. So see, you can have it under the blood, but you've got to appropriate that. It's kind of like having a fire extinguisher in your house, and you get a little stove fire, and your friend says, hey, there's a fire. Don't worry about it. I got a fire extinguisher. So it burns up the back of the wall. Don't worry about it. I got a fire extinguisher. Now the ceiling's like, hey, you'll burn your house down unless you pick that fire extinguisher up and turn it on the fire. You're going to burn your house down. We have to appropriate the blood of Jesus to these past things, deal with them, repent of them, turn away from them. And then after you do that, you need to break them off of your children. Because I've heard of people who had struggles with addictions to porn, and in those spans of time in their marriage, they're having babies. Well, finally he gets victory over it, you know, and he gets delivered from it. But the seeds are on the seed. And this all came about from a letter written to someone who just came out and said that he was homosexual, and he was born that way, and he's always known it, and that's You know, years ago, I would have said, no way, no way. His mother said, that's a lie from the pit of hell. I said, well, I would have agreed with you not too long ago. But now, these familiar spirits, as his daddy, even before they were married, he was into porn, and all those spirits connected to his seed, contaminated his seed, and that seed was right there. All those spirits, familiar spirits, were with the seed in conception and then went right into the womb with the baby, and they attended to him. And the familiar spirits of homosexuality were on him. And it drew men to him. He was a pretty little boy. Do you think a daddy would knowingly do that? No. There's a lot of deception involved with pornography. So in Leviticus 26, it says, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me. So they came, the people of Israel came together, and they confessed the sins, their own sins, and the sins of their forefathers. And that's what we're going to do. Let's start by just having a prayer of repentance. Father, just repeat, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you confessing my sin of being involved in unclean things, of activities that have spirits attached to them, that are affecting me, my mate, and my children. Now, Lord, I take accountability for the sins of my forefathers. Because everything you did, it's because there were seeds planted back there. Generations ago. So I forgive my forefathers for the things that they did that I am now repeating. And I ask you to forgive them and me. And Lord, I ask you to go all the way back to Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow through my bloodline, canceling all the curses that came with it. And in my future seed, my seed forever, cleansed and the curses broken in the name of Jesus. And I break soul ties with, I break soul ties with my forefathers. And I send their souls and spirits back to them. And I call my soul and spirit back to me. Cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me for the times that I have looked upon a woman or a man, whatever your sex is, or just a woman or a man, with lust in my heart that caused me to suffer the consequences of adultery. Now, this is the homework. When you get home, ask the Lord to show you, remind you of every person that you've had sexual intercourse with, or anybody who has touched you in an unholy manner, even fondling, even who have said perverted things to you, and you need to break the evil soul tie with that person, like we just did, send their soul and spirit back to them. Call back your soul and spirit to you, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and then ask God to restore your soul, that part of your soul, and your mind from that fragment that took place at that time. Okay, so that's your homework, because we can't do that individually with everybody. And I break the soul ties with everybody is kind of like saying, forgive me of all my sins. So you need to do this individually. Because they each have a part of you, and they each have a part of a, they have authority over you, a portion of authority. Now, when you call your soul and spirit back, you restore your fragmented soul, your fragmented mind, and you repossess that portion of authority that you forfeited. And you restore it back to yourself so that you can say no and mean it. You can have authority when you say no. It's not like, no, no, don't, no. No, it'll be no. With authority. Okay. Now we are going to, okay, if you've been involved in pornography, Father, forgive me, for not retaining you in my knowledge. Forgive me for rejecting knowledge. Forgive me for forgetting your law and becoming my own God and rebelling against your word. Okay, now I take authority over the spirit of perversion right now in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit of perversion that came in through pornography, through books, through literature, through songs, through movies. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of the eyes now. Perversion, leave their eyes, leave their ears, leave their mouth, their throat, come out of their throat, come out of the esophagus. Come off of the tongue. Come out of the taste buds. Come away from their cheeks in Jesus' name. I break the power of perversion. Come out of their hands. I break your power off their hands, off their fingers, off their legs. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out of their thighs, their calves, the muscles, all the muscles in the body that are used through sex acts and perverted sex acts. Come out of the back in Jesus' name. I break your power and command those spirits of perversion to go now in Jesus' name. I command them to come out off of the feet, even the toes, off your buttocks, all the male sex organs and the female sex organs, the stomach, the intestines, the anus. I command all the perversion to come out of your minds right now in Jesus' name. I come against vain imaginations. I break your power. I come against living out acts in your mind, role-playing in the name of Jesus. I come against those memory recalls of recalling the images that you've seen on the screens. Lord, I break the power of those images now. I command them to go in Jesus' name. All the memory recall. Lord, I speak a healing to their memories. Every place their mind was violated by perversion, I speak a healing right now to their minds. I come against the scattered mind. Lord, I thank you that as they repent of each of these encounters, Lord, that you would send out the harvesting angels to gather up their scattered minds and their scattered souls and be restored. I speak restoration to the scattered minds right now, the fragmented minds, all confusion. I break your power and command you to go. And any arrested development that took place, depending on the age that you were violated or the age you lost your innocence from looking at pictures, say, Lord, I forgive the person that introduced me to pornographic material. I forgive my daddy, my babysitter, the housekeeper, big brother, friends, cousins. Lord, whoever it was that took my innocence, I forgive them in the name of Jesus. All forgetfulness, go in the name of Jesus. Inability to make decisions, go in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, all witchcraft, because that stuff is totally witchcraft. It manipulates, it controls, that is witchcraft. And so is the stubbornness and rebellion against God to partake in those activities. I come against all witchcraft. I break the power of witchcraft, all witchcraft mind control in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of fornication, go in the name of Jesus. All disgusting behaviors, go in the name of Jesus. I come against all molestation, rape, incest. I come against effeminate spirits. All effeminate spirits come off of the men now in Jesus' name. All the masculine spirits on women, go in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. And I loose the mantle of masculinity on the men. And I loose the mantle of femininity on the women in Jesus' name. I come against all the lying spirits, the tormenting spirits, voices in the head compelling you to do what you know you shouldn't do. I come against all spirits of insanity. Go now in the name of Jesus. Generationally inherited incest and insanity. Go in the name of Jesus. All disorders, eating disorders, sleeping disorders, drivenness, compulsive disorders, gambling disorder, shopping disorder, all disorders, all bondages that came in through rebellion, go in the name of Jesus. However you anesthetize yourself by shopping or gambling or drinking or drugs, go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of all of those things in Jesus' name. I come against incubus spirits and succubus spirits, spirit husbands and spirit wives, in the name of Jesus, I break your power and loose you from God's people in Jesus' name. All sexual tormenting spirits coming in the night, bothering your sleep, in the name of Jesus. You know, you can take dominion over your mind. You have power over your body. You can speak to your mind. I speak to those tormenting thoughts to go in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to my mind. I loose the mind of Christ. And I say, peace be still in Jesus' name. And I speak deep sleep over my mind in Jesus' name. I command those thoughts to stop and go. Well, stop and go. Yeah. Okay. I come against and break the power of the evil eye. Go. I break the power of the evil eye. Lustful eyes. I break your power. Lustful eyes, you go. Wanton eyes, go in the name of Jesus. All perverse eyes, go in the name of Jesus. Wandering eyes, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Staring and glaring and leering eyes, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. I break the evil appetite in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the evil appetite. Bestiality, go in the name of Jesus. That's something else that brings a death curse. Bestiality, sex with an animal. There are a lot of people who experiment, you know, when those stupid things that it was just stupid. No, spirits came in. Spirits attached themselves. So I come against every spirit that came in through inappropriate touch by an animal. All inordinate affections with animals, go in Jesus' name. I break the power of unclean spirits. I speak to the unclean spirits that came in through pornography, go in the name of Jesus. Adultery, unclean spirits that came in through adultery, go in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits that came in through fornication, go in the name of Jesus. All desolation, I break desolation off of your life in Jesus' name. All destruction and death, I break the curse of death that came with adultery, that came even from lusting, that came from fornication, that came from, all those death curses that have come down on us, bestiality, all the death curses, I break your power in Jesus' name. Divorce and destruction of the family, I break your power. Satan, I bind you from destroying the families. I bind you from destruction of the families in Jesus' name. All hypocrisy and deception, go. Presenting yourself as a holy, godly man when in your secret closet or woman sitting and partaking of these evil behaviors in Jesus' name. Hypocrisy, go in the name of Jesus. And deception, go. The dirty old man spirit, I bind you and break your power and command you to go, you dirty old man spirit and dirty old woman spirit, in Jesus' name. I break the power of the whoremonger, go, in the name of Jesus, the whoremonger. I come against the spirit of the harlot, the spirit of the prostitute, in the name of Jesus. I come against mental diseases in the name of Jesus. I break the power of mental diseases in Jesus' name. I come against immorality in the name of Jesus. All shameful, disgraceful affections, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Lesbianism, go. Homosexuality, go. Burning lust, go. In the name of Jesus. Burning lust for members of the same sex, go. Shameful, indecent behavior, I bind you and break your power. All spirits of wickedness, go. Covetousness, hypocrisy, unnatural affection, go in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, go in the name of Jesus. The despiteful spirits, proud spirits, boaster spirits, inventors of evil things, and disobedience to parents, I bind you and break your power. I bind disobedience to God in the name of Jesus. I bind the ignorant spirits, the stupid spirits, in Jesus' name. I bind the deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. All unmerciful, being unmerciful, I bind you. I come against lechery, go. The spirit of the lech, gluttony, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of adultery, you go in Jesus' name. Whoring, go. Harlotry, idolatry, go in the name of Jesus. All toleration, I bind the spirit of toleration and break it. Compromise, I bind you and command you to get out of God's people. I come against all those vulgar spirits, lewd spirits, unchaste spirits, obscenities, immorality, the reprobate mind, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All depravity, go. Being depraved, go. In the name of Jesus. Corruption and evil, you go. In the name of Jesus. I come against being twisted and perverted. All ungodliness and unrighteousness. Vain imaginations, you go. I bind the spirit of the corruptible man, you go. Impurity, filthiness, uncleanness, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Foul spirits, unclean spirits, in the name of Jesus. And I bind and break the power of creature worship, worshiping the creature instead of the Creator, in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive us for changing the truth of God for a lie, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I just ask right now that you would come and cleanse us. Lord, let your blood, I just apply the shed and resurrected blood of Jesus to their entire bodies in Jesus' name. I speak healing to their bodies. Lord, I come against all the sexually transmitted diseases. I come against sterility that can come through sexual immorality, inability to urinate, all pelvic inflammatory diseases, spontaneous abortions, prematurity and stillbirth, arthritis, meningitis, endocarditis, syphilis, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. All brain damaging diseases, go in the name of Jesus. Organ damage diseases, go in the name of Jesus. Paralysis and blindness, heart disease, death, and congenital syphilis in children, I break the power in Jesus' name. Urethritis, scabies, chancroids, warts, in the name of Jesus, venereal warts, genital herpes, go, in the name of Jesus, incurable diseases caused by sexual immorality, adultery, and fornication, you go, in the name of Jesus. Pain in the body, reoccurring pain in the sexual organs, go, in the name of Jesus. AIDS, I bind and break the curse of AIDS. That's a curse of death in the name of Jesus. We break your power right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray that you would heal everything that's been affected by sexual immorality and pornography. Lord, we come to claim ourselves back from the enemy. Lord, you said that we would preach deliverance to the captives. And I say to every person who's been taken captive by pornography, come out in Jesus' name. We open the prison doors now in the name of Jesus. We break that power of pornography off of every person in the name of Jesus. The power to say no, the power to turn your eye away from evil. I just restore your authority in the name of Jesus over yourself in Jesus' name. All spirits of molestation, all the hurts and pains. Lord, all the betrayal, the broken heart. Lord, the wounded spirits. I speak healing right now to the broken hearts and wounded spirits. Lord, come with your love. Pour out your love, a fresh anointing of your love on every one of us. A fresh anointing of your joy that is our strength. A fresh anointing of your peace. Lord, let us leave this place feeling like we've had a bath, physically and spiritually. Lord, restore to us a clean heart and a right spirit in the name of Jesus. I just loose the purity, all things that are pure and just and good, Lord, from you. I just ask that you would just drop all those down from heaven right now to replace those empty spots where these demons have left. And we put a no vacancy sign. Do whatever you have to do to maintain this deliverance. If it means getting rid of your computer, your cell phone, listen, it's worth it. Flee immorality. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Yes, all sex hooks and all those witchcraft things. They put tracers and all those things. I destroy them in the name of Jesus. If there's anything that came into us through any activity like that, that the demons have implanted and hooked and to not let you go, I destroy them now in the name of Jesus, and I loose you from his grip in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father, for being able to sit through this information, Lord, and let us retain you in our knowledge, Lord. Let us never reject the knowledge of you ever again, because it brings death. I just speak life. I release life right now into every person that's been under the curse of death. I just speak life into you. I say live in Jesus' name. Go and be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.